You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hello, everyone. This is Ty Slatter.
It's Antonio Turner.
Welcome to another edition of GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. You should follow GTA Sports Network on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to YouTube channel, GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things in world sports. So, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. See what I got on there.
Yeah, I saw you almost take it off.
I did. You saw the wardrobe change pack.
Let's just say
I was still shot.
Mike Zimmer. We're going to definitely kick it off football today, the way I'm feeling.
The way
I'm feeling, football needs to be discussed.
No, I'm born.
The Steelers almost pulled off the impossible.
Let's put off a Brady-esque miracle.
And then Big Ben showed his age. Question. How do you go 29-0 at half? And this is Zimmer and Kirk Cousins. I'm not gonna give him all the credit. You probably would, but I'm not gonna give him all the credit.
He gets at least the 40.
The coach gets 60% easy.
That's a nice percentage for Cousins.
I'm going to go as far when I saw Zimmer do this.
The whole fourth quarter. At least half the quarter. After they got that third TD, they was like, what?
I think this man knew my job is on the line tonight. We don't win this game. People, the fans, they were at home, mind you. They were in Minnesota. So I'm thinking, okay. The fans are thinking we just lost to Detroit last week. In Detroit.
And bro, I was still just tied Detroit.
True.
So I said a lot about both teams.
Both teams were in a questionable position.
They both still are.
I'm going to just say it like this. The Vikings effectively, with that tie game you just mentioned, which made the Steelers at tonight 6-6-1, that effectively ended the Steelers' playoff chances.
First of all,
not that anybody saw them getting out the first round.
I didn't see them get to the playoffs anyway.
But now it's all but confirmed now.
Yeah, it didn't really matter to me.
It's over.
If they won, they still won't get to the playoffs. So I feel about it.
I agree. I believe.
They would find a way to mess it up.
They had a chance to leave at least in the Vikings playoff run, which for a split second.
I don't know. You was real confident.
I felt really confident. And then
the whole game until the fourth quarter.
Big Ben came out of nowhere.
I don't know. As we left the bar, got back here, and they was only down 8. Then Kirk threw a pick. To try to end the game.
I'm going to
He was like, game over, 5 minutes later, he threw a pick. Mm-hmm. Then they go downfield and score. Then they go put the ball back to him.
I will say Thursday night football.
There's no clear change. Like football game different.
Shout out to the running backs on both teams. Najee Harris, Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook hit 200 yards.
And he ain't played it
easily. With a harness, he said he had a whole harness on his dislocated shoulder.
Yeah,
so he wasn't even 100%.
Yeah, keep it in place.
And this man went for 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. Oh man,
Najee had 2 touchdowns too.
He did.
He caught one and ran
one. So this was really about the running back. The run game was on point today. Not taking nothing away from the quarterbacks. Because Kirk and Big Ben had decent games.
Big Ben. At the end.
Big Ben.
He had a terrible game.
That fourth quarter.
He had like 70 yards to the fourth quarter.
That fourth quarter, it was 68. They do over 200.
In a quarter.
In a quarter.
Like disrespectful.
It had your boy, who was that? Was that, that wasn't McCloud. Who was it that caught that last catch and dropped it?
I don't know his name. Tight end. He's from Notre Dame. I do know that.
Had he managed to keep the ball for just another second? Shout out to the captain, though.
No,
shout out to the Vikings captain.
Oh, Harrison Smith.
Yeah.
The quarterback.
No.
He don't get that yet.
No. You can't bump that. No. The defensive cap.
Yeah. Well, he might be the team cap.
Okay, fair. 100. That's fair.
You know, Curtis Smith.
We still got Captain Kirk, but you know, that the other cap.
Nah, he ain't Captain. He don't get that bang.
We can't give it to him yet.
Nah, you almost dethroned him from that.
I will say.
It was almost a pick six.
Had he lost this game,
you can't defend nothing. There's nothing to say.
I would be ready to just tell the Vikings, look, cut your losses. If the Saints want Kirk, go ahead and go get you some players, some picks. Send Captain Kirk to New Orleans with Sean Payton. See if Jameis Winston can get a veteran minimal and be the backup to Kirk. Run a two quarterback system.
What about Taysom Hill?
What?
They paid Taysom
Hill. Last time I checked, he a tight end.
That's it. I'm not sure. They paid him like a quarterback.
He's a tight end. Stephen A. Smith even said he's like, he ain't no quarterback.
I know.
Him and Simeon are not quarterbacks.
Simeon is more of a quarterback than Taysom Hill.
But he ain't a starter.
I didn't say all that. No, but I'm paying him like a starter.
I will say Simeon is better than Mason Rudolph. That ain't saying
that. Is that standing on line? No. I'm about to say. Case Keenum better than him too. What you mean?
Who?
Case Keenum better than Mason Rudolph too.
I'll give you that. So, after seeing what we saw on Thursday Night Football, obviously, final score, I believe, was what? It was 36 to what?
28.
28?
That's saying a lot. It was a 29 or nothing.
Yeah. Can you please, since you are wearing your lovely Vikings beanie,
That's the only reason I got
same. You know, shout out to Uncle Jay, man. Get better.
Yeah, get better.
Get better, man. Can you let the people know who the Vikings are playing next and how many games, since you said they got to win out the rest of the season? I mean, can you let them know who's next up on the list?
Sure, it's the Bears. Then the Packers. Then the Rams.
Bears again.
Then the Bears. And they got to win all four.
Oof.
To have a shot.
Oof.
And they're going to win it too.
I think what's going to happen.
We're going eight.
No.
And nine.
I think what could happen that actually could benefit the Vikings, I think one of the other teams are in the hunt are going to, like, tank the rest of the year.
Yeah, but they need three teams in front of them.
So all three of them got to take?
Well, so you're not worried about it. So I'm calling that. The Rams are in, and they're not even the division leader.
Okay.
The Rams are 8-4. In the wild card. So there's only one spot for four teams.
Wow. So it's between Vikings.
Washington's in there.
Washington and the Eagles.
Eagles are in there. There's somebody else too. There's somebody else in there.
It might have been. You said Saints, right?
It's Saints. Yeah, that's what it is.
I think Saints. My biggest Saints, Washington, and the Eagles.
Let me double check that. Make sure. No, not the Saints.
Are Saints in it or no?
Washington. Niners, that's what it
is.
Niners are 6-6.
That's right.
But the Rams got a lead on everybody, so I'm putting the Rams in.
Okay.
And now you got one spot for both teams. And the Vikings are tied with the Eagles.
Who do the Niners play next? The next four games? Eagles. They play the who?
The Bengals this Sunday.
I think Niners can win that game. No shots to Joe. I like Joe.
You're being disrespectful.
I like Chase too. And Mixon.
I don't like you.
Are they in Cincinnati or are they in San Fran?
Being in Cincinnati.
I don't know. That could go either way.
But I would go with the Bengals.
Bengals could win that.
They play the Falcons.
They don't win that.
They play Tennessee.
Derrick Henry, AJ Brown.
They all need that. Julio
will be back.
That's a Christmas present.
That's tough.
They play the Thursday night before Christmas. Then they play Houston.
Wow, they had an easy schedule.
Well, no, they play Rams last week of the year.
They can actually win that game.
They play, so, I mean, I see three losses.
For Niners?
Yeah.
Who's three losses?
Bengals, Tennessee, and the Rams.
What's their record?
6-6. So they're putting the same record as the Vikings.
That might be the team that get them in.
But.
There's a caveat. I hate when he does
then
that.
Then they play the Vikings.
Oh, the last game is the Vikings?
No, then they play them already.
You said, did they play them already?
They have played the Vikings already. And they beat them.
So, wait, they got to play them again?
No. But if they get the same record as the Vikings, the head-to-head matchup, go to the Niners.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, it don't even matter.
Ouch. That hurts. That sucks. How about the pull up the Eagles? What's their schedule? Well, I guarantee they're not gonna make it. If they do, it's not. They're not gonna get far. It won't.
I think they're not staying this
week. Based on their roster currently constructed, I don't see them going to the playoffs. If they do, they're
not because it's only gonna be them or Washington. They're the only.
I like Washington.
And they got to play Washington next week.
I like Washington.
Yeah, well, they play all division. They play Washington, Giants, Washington, Cowboys.
Wow, so all divisional. That's crazy.
Yeah, a chance.
So really,
they could probably win 3 of them.
Eagles?
They're going to beat Washington one of the two times they play.
Oh, my Cowboys.
The last game of the season.
Of course it is.
So they probably beat the Cowboys.
Probably.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to beat the Giants.
I'm all but certain they're going to beat the Giants.
I almost thought. Almost.
What's their record?
6-6. 6-7. So that put them at 9. That put them at 9 wins, too. That put them at 9-8.
Wow. What's the heads-up matchup between the Eagles and Vikings? Do they have one?
No.
Oh, they never play each other.
I don't think they played each other this year.
So
and the Niners beat them. So Niners still got the head-to-head against them.
Wow.
So basically, the Niners, you need the Niners basically to
like fall. Like to lose every game.
Every game. And
that'll
and the Vikings still got winning. And they cannot top. Like can't say record as the Niners.
We asked for a lot. So.
We asked for a whole lot.
So as a Vikings fan, if you end the season with a winning record,
9-8.
Yeah. Is that enough to justify anything?
Nope. They gotta get some playoffs first.
See, that's the problem.
And if not, Zimmer getting fired.
So Zimmer's getting fired regardless.
Pretty much. Unless he can pull off the miracle. And Kirk Cousins might be right behind him. And this is his best year that he's been with the Vikings. Boy, it's what you've done for me.
Wow.
Because you've been here.
Wow. Wow.
What did Damon Lee say right before the camera?
A lot.
What did he say at the end when he turned the camera? Yeah, I learned how to close games.
He did. He said.
And y'all can't go with Max Zimmer.
He did. He said, you know, you got to know, in his words, the Vikings have the firepower. They need to learn how to close games. I could have said it better.
And it could have came down. And Kirk Cousins almost tossed.
He did.
It was almost a pick six. He got lucky.
Yep. It was close.
Because they got the pick six. The game would have been, they would have lost.
You don't go 29-0 at half, and then you only win the game by 8 points.
And only score once in the second half.
It's
almost like losing 20-3 and Tom Brady come back.
That and you did so much in the first half. It's almost like you took your foot completely off the gas and said, we're just going to cruise the rest of the game.
Yeah, and you stopped getting the ball down quick because he had 150 yards at half.
He only got 50 more yards in the second half.
Yeah, basically.
It just sounds to me that if I'm Dalvin Cook, and we talked about this during the game, I'm Dalvin Cook. I'm going to be demanding a trade at the end of the season.
I'm not doing that.
You as a team or you as a player?
Oh, music. If I'm Dalvin Cook, I'm asking. If I'm the team, we're not even thinking about that.
Yeah, you're probably not expecting it, but if you're Dalvin Cook, you want to win games.
And we just paid him.
Right?
He just got a contract last year.
Oh, so he's still there.
I mean, he can. He could demand a trade. I'm going to ask. What you want me to do to keep Zimmer? Go. You want Kirk gone too? He could be gone with you. You want Thielen gone too? Because everybody but Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson, I'm
to me, could stay on the team.
Are you ready to get rid of Adam Gase?
Well, he's not a spring chicken. He over 30.
Time to part ways?
Yeah, because you got Thielen peaked late.
Okay.
He went all 4 years. Then he had to start from the bottom, too. He didn't start as a receiver. He started like a punt returner. He started on special teams for like 2-3 years. And then somebody got hurt, and he got a shot. So he was doing his thing. So he's been in – so he's like – Thielen started, too. Okay. You can trade him and get something for him, at least.
Right. I think after this season, if the miracle doesn't come true and you don't make the playoffs, mm-hmm. you retool the whole team.
Exactly.
You break it down.
I'll break it down.
You already moved Stephon Diggs the year prior.
Review.
It's time. You said you'd rather go ahead and rebuild?
Yeah.
I think it's time. Honestly, I think if you don't make the playoffs, don't run it back. Like, break it down.
You're not going to.
Because Justin Jefferson is going to be a stud. Dalvin Cook, you know what you're getting out of him. But he has the highest – out of the team right now, that's not a rookie or sophomore, he got the highest value. Easy. So, Kirk has the biggest contract that you got to work on. Or
but you could – there's some
things that can take. They'll take. Yeah, somebody.
A la, like I said, the Saints.
Oh, sure.
A la Houston could. We wouldn't be able to get Deshaun Watson, but they would trade.
I'll tell you where he would go. Send Kirk to Miami for two.
You ready to say that? They've been balling.
I'm not falling for it.
They won 5 straight.
It's fool's gold.
They won 5 straight.
It's, look at me. It's fool's gold. I've already – the thing about Tua.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I'm shocked.
Here. I don't.
I'm shocked. Cause I'm starting to like. I'm starting to like what they was doing.
But you can't. But you see, you know football.
I do.
So you shocked because I'm saying something that you've been saying.
I have.
And been. Now you're like, wait, what?
He's starting to show up.
Nah,
he is.
I don't. I'm not buying it.
He's on 70% completion percentage.
What's the Dolphins record right now?
6-7.
Are they in the hunt?
Yes. They were 2-7.
I know.
Or no, they was 1-7. They were right. 5 straight.
Okay.
So they 6-7 now. And they played the Jets.
I mean, what's their schedule? What's the rest of their schedule? Jets, who else? That's a bye week. Jets. Who else? Jets, then what?
It gets even easier.
Okay.
The Saints.
Okay.
And they play Tennessee.
See that that's a new that's a Patriots. Loss. That's a loss.
I mean, so I maybe 500. That'd be 9-8.
If I'm the owner, I gotta ask myself, is that good enough for
now? My only difference is how much of an upgrade is Kirk Cousins over 2?
He's higher level.
By how much?
Enough to say.
Miami has the team that Kirk Cousins. It'll basically be like he's. It's not that big of a trade because I would love to take Tua.
I think Tua will work if you're rebuilding. And
I would take Tua
in Minnesota.
But like if I'm the Dolphins, if I'm going to trade Tua, I need to know I'm getting Aaron Rodgers type quarterback.
I understand that.
Deshaun Watson.
I understand that.
We ain't winning now, Mo.
True.
They got a great team and a great coach.
I'm going record. I said this last time we talked about Kirk. I believe, and I still believe, even today, Kirk would be better with a better coach, with a Flores or Tomlin. Like I'm just while we're on the topic, Kirk could go to Pittsburgh.
That's a little
different. That's
a lot.
You give him Najee Harris, you give him Claypool, you give him. That's a different conversation.
Totally different conversation.
You put Kirk with Tomlin.
Yeah, that's totally different.
But you understand? Well, okay, so based on what you saw tonight, if Kirk had a different jersey and it was,
it depends on the jersey.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Put Kirk
on. I like what Steelers.
Put Kirk on that Steelers roster as constructed with a healthy Juju. Now we know this. So we both agree.
The problem is the Vikings can't get nothing that they want in return.
Right.
Unless you trade me Juju.
Is he low value right now because he's hurt? Can you make that deal?
I need something more than Juju, but I need Juju on like two first-round picks because we didn't guarantee Kirk Cousins.
It's a lot of money.
Granted, this is next year's his last year. So I didn't know that.
Anything's possible.
Well, if they fire Mike Zimmer
and the new
and
GM.
Probably the GM,
right?
They're and probably going to trade Kirk Cousins
there you go.
Sooner than later.
So who's to say, since we know that there's no quarterbacks in this upcoming roster worth talking about?
On the draft.
We just saw it earlier.
Yeah,
no. Mel Kiper's blitz.
Yeah,
no, it was quarterbacks, tight ends, linebackers.
You're right. Everybody but a quarterback.
Everything but a quarterback. So let's look at it like this. Kirk's contract's almost up.
Something I don't want to do. Jump for his quarterback.
For who?
To get through the final quarterback. Because they got to wait a whole year. And you got to go through, I don't know, Andy Dalton type-ish.
Are we talking about for the Steelers?
No, for the Vikings. If they get ready for Cousins, they got to go bridge quarterback. Or put faith in the rookie they drafted.
Who did they draft?
We drafted Kellen Mudd from is he from A&M? I think from A&M. The Texas Tech, one of them.
Kellen Mudd, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's like one of them. He just like to sling the ball.
Oh, he's a slinger. He's
from the Big 12. That's all they do out there. Just throw the ball. They don't play no defense. They're playing shotgun the whole time.
I think the Steelers.
Have to go to like, I don't know. I say Andy Dalton, Sam Darnold type of quarterback for a year. And I ain't trying to deal with neither one of them. They have poor man Kirk Cousins.
I think the Steelers in the same position. I think they have to go through the bridge quarterback too.
Yeah, but they got my Tomlin, the coach.
Unless the way Hass has been training on the low, we ain't seen no footage because I ain't seen him since last year or 2 years ago.
What I read was he done got a contract after this year.
Who though?
Dwayne Hass, none of them's a 1 year deal.
What is he doing?
I don't know. Makes room for the only quarterback they got signed after the season for next year.
You were the one that jinxed it and said Mike Tomlin was going to go 8-8-1. You called it.
Yeah, but you know what that is? No, I don't know. He still hasn't been under 500 for his career.
And that's what keeps his job. That's what he does just
enough. That's saying a lot.
He does just
because he's a Super Bowl winning champ.
He does just enough to keep the lights on.
Well, it's not his fault.
No, it's not. What we saw tonight.
At least 70% is Big Ben.
What we saw tonight was an old man doing old man tricks.
And he tried to show that he got a fountain of youth for
a quarter.
Not 48 minutes.
And no, that ain't never win you no more Super Bowls. You're not gonna win a Super Bowl playing like that.
Right.
Get you another quarterback. Steelers, we told you last year.
We did.
When the Browns demolished you and had Ben and Fitzpatrick sitting on the bench in tears.
Yep.
It's over. It was over 2 years ago.
I was eventually in the game.
I thought they was.
We were about to, but I'm not putting Mason Rudolph in.
That's
the only reason why they didn't do it. He said, who? Mason Rudolph.
I've been feeling like this for the last at least 2 years. Big Ben should have been gone. Y'all holding on to the past. Let him go. If he wants to stay a part of the franchise, get that man a headset and a pullover.
I don't need him not to do that either.
He could be a coach.
Help out the wife and kids. That's better go.
To the what?
Home to the wife and kids.
Send them home.
Yeah, go ahead and go home. We don't need to see you right now. You still a stealer for life, but right now, don't be family. About 5 years in, we'll talk to you in about 5 years.
It's time to break it down and rebuild.
Exactly. I mean, you want to come to the games, we get your tickets.
That's cool.
But you on the coaching side? No, we don't need all that. It's too early. We need some time away from you.
Well,
I'm not worried. If I can about to blow all this up anyway.
Yeah, basically what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a team that is good but not great. Vikings are good. They have the talent. No. I'm saying the difference between they're a good team.
They kind of a playoff team.
You said what?
They
have the potential. Let's put it like that. That's, yeah, I have the potential.
Yeah, but we got 12-year quarterbacks. The quarterback been in the league for 12 seasons.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I've been watching for a long time. Play Washington for like 6 years. Then he came to the Minnesota Vikings for 5, so that's 11. This is his 5th year with the Vikings. So basically, Matthew Stafford.
I'm not ready for the coach. I think you're going a little too far.
I'm gonna pick between the two.
Well, you're not ready. You're not. I'm gonna say if you're smart enough, you ain't gonna say that you're gonna go with Matthew Stafford over Kirk Cousins.
Coin toss.
Oh.
You better be laying on tails, because I always pick tick.
Woo! I'm taking Kirk over Stafford.
I'm doing that.
I am.
I don't know if I'm doing that.
Because I feel like if we're going to compare them and put them at that low where they that identical, I'm going to go with what I know. Captain Kirk over Matt Stafford.
They pretty much are.
I get it.
Like, you don't got faith in Matthew Stafford? I really don't either. My faith in Kirk Cousins is not much better.
Well, what's your thoughts on New England, Mac Jones?
You know what? I'm going to put all that. He's cool.
But they got to go as the head coach.
Great answer.
So I put most of it on Belichick, not really on Mac.
Great answer.
Because he only threw 3 passes.
That's all he needed.
He only threw 3 passes. And they won, so.
19 yards.
It's hard to. So he's like, oh, Mac Jones is great. Not on 3 passes. You can't be great with 3 passes. Yeah, I know it's windy, but Josh Allen was going out there.
The coach said, we don't need to throw the ball.
I know, bro.
Run the ball.
That's really more on the Bills.
No, what he exposed was the Bills have a weak run defense.
What he exposed was, can y'all stop me? I'm telling you what I'm doing, what I'm going to do. Coach, it's 3rd and 12, though. I don't care. Run the ball. They know what you're doing. Run the ball.
Run the ball.
First down. It's like,
what is this? He deliberately looked at the Bills defense and said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do before I do it, and I dare you to stop me.
They did not. I get it. Even though I'm not going to blame the Bills for that loss. The weather was 80% of the problem.
Fair.
Oh, no. That's how field goals get missed left and right. The ball got thrown to Diggs. He went one way. The ball went the other way. Because Josh Allen threw it the right way. As soon as he got there, he said, whoop. Nick said, what the? Oh, snap. Where'd it go?
I mean, I'm not ready to just count the Bills out just yet. I feel like.
That's what I'm saying. I'm giving that Monday night a fluke game.
Yeah. The weather definitely was playing against him. And Belichick said protect the ball at all costs. So I applaud Mac for not going with his instincts and actually listening to the coach's orders and just saying keep protect the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. I can't be like, oh, Mac, he won the game.
Your running backs were
exactly.
You know, the people that kept the ball
for 250 yards with like 3 running backs. So. They all rushed. For rush the ball 20 times each. And they do play them again. So I do think the Bills is going to be a lot better in New England, which ain't saying a lot because the weather out there is terrible too.
Right. I would have thought.
But I don't think the wind is as bad as Buffalo would be fired.
I feel like if I'm the Bills, I would have wanted to win at home.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Foxborough is tough to win at.
And it's like 2 weeks away, so it's going to be even colder.
That and Belichick, that's 2 weeks of film for Belichick to watch. And actually,
well, I don't know. Break it down. I'm sure we're going to be able to watch with that. Other games, though.
Right.
You can watch the other games. We can't not watch that film against Buffalo because that's going to be the opposite. It's going to happen. We got England, like, they shouldn't even play a football game.
Who's that?
The Patriots and Bills should not be the game. They should have, like, postponed it to, like, Tuesday or something.
Y'all can do the conditions.
Yeah, do the conditions. Like, that's what it is. And fans got to go, too. Like, really? I'm going out here. It's super windy. I can't even see what's going on.
That's a valid point.
You know, I know you don't got enough to do.
Literally. That's all I got.
That's literally all they got. Niagara Falls. That's it.
Let's take a quick break. Let them marinate on there. So all pro football talk for this one, y'all. We gave y'all basketball the last time, so this one here is more for the NFL audience. We want to give you guys an update. We're in week 14.
Yeah,
right. So today you started week 14 with the Vikings.
We got an extra week too.
Squeaking out the win. We do got an extra week this week season. 18. So we're gonna take a quick break. Wow. Make sure you check out the commercials. It's time to have a ton of GTA Check, GTA Sports Network, GTASportsNet.com. Follow us on YouTube, GTA Sports. And we'll be right back.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slide with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, it's Ty Slide with GTA Sports. It's 2021, it's a new year, time for some new gear. Usher in the new age your way, the new age elements, giving you a reason to style for every season. New age elements sportswear, wear your story with pride, the vintage and modern vibes with the creatives in mind. Special collection coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net, invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hey, we're back. It's Ty Slater.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
This is GTA Heat Check brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter and Instagram, GTA Sports on YouTube. Don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things in the world of sports. We're talking pro football. Week 14. We're going to run down the list, give you projections. I'm still 50-50 on for my bet this week or not, so shout out to FanDuel.
Shout out
to
DraftKings.
Them too.
Vikings, y'all here with me. I was killing a lot of bets
today. Oh, man, you was big today. If Kirk and Ben came through, you would have hit.
I would have.
You was on your way.
I would have. Kirk didn't almost cost me the game.
He would have had a whole different attitude. He probably kept his Vikings jersey on and everything had he won that one.
Oh, yeah. I hit a bunch of them, too.
So, first up, for the 1 o'clock games, not the most impressive matchups. I ain't even gonna lie to you. But that first one, Ravens and Browns, should be decent.
That's a good one.
Rivalry, obviously.
Ravens,
oh, I'm sorry.
I would pick the Ravens.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
I have zero faith in Baker.
You know, I was watching ESPN, I believe it was Greeny and Get Up, and they brought, and I think they had Rich Ryan on there and Ryan Clark, and they brought up the fact that, like, this time last year, the Browns looked like the team to go all the way to the Super Bowl. Not saying I projected that. They looked so promising last year.
See, I never had a lot of faith in Baker. I had trust in
him. But you do remember last year?
Yeah, but I have more trust in the rest of the team. Like, Nick Chubb.
True.
Kareem Hunt. Great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yes, you got it. Absolutely.
I had faith in Odell, too, but I'm what happened with that before he got
traded? Hell, he won't get no touches.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why they stopped him in the ball.
Then I hear Landry complaining about the same thing once Odell left.
Right. That's not about right.
I mean, it's like, oh, so we just going to
blow. Now it's getting cold, too. So now you really got to run the ball.
Right. So, I mean, looking at where they had
now. There's a chance that Jarvis can get traded in all season.
I also think that Baker don't get that contract anymore.
Well, so what they're going to do is they got two more years because they can franchise tag.
Right.
I don't know if I'm franchise tag him twice, though. That's what happened to Kirk. He got franchise tag twice with Washington. And it was fully guaranteed. I'm not sure if I'm going to fully guarantee Baker Mayfield's contract.
I understand.
Maybe once. Maybe.
I picked the Ravens on the Ravens versus the Browns.
Absolutely. Because they owe America.
They what?
They owe America for losing to the Steelers. And some goofy stuff trying to win the game.
Was this the Ravens?
Yeah, Ravens scored a touchdown. They went for two to try to win the game.
That's right. That's right.
They didn't have to do that.
And it cost them.
It cost them, though. Yeah.
Valid point. Jaguars and Titans. I don't need to discuss this.
It really don't even matter. Without Derrick Henry, with Derrick Henry, with Derrick Henry's a blowout. Without Derrick Henry, still be a blowout.
And Tennessee. I'm just going to leave
it there. Right.
Raiders and Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Sorry, Derrick. Saints and Jets. Saints, looking. I know y'all not in the best shape.
Saints and Jets?
Yes. I don't want to say Jets.
I'm thinking about
because
it.
Because Joe Flacco.
What's the spread?
-5.5.
I'm going to go Jets. Definitely going to go Jets now.
Explain to the audience what the spread means. What's negative?
Negative means that the Jets are not going to cover 5 points.
Does that mean?
Like moves.
Okay.
By more than 5.5 points. But it said the Saints are going to beat them by 5.5.
So it says New Orleans is negative 5.5.
Yeah, it said New Orleans is going to win by 5.5. So by 6, because you can't get half points.
Right. And then you got the matchup that I want to see, the 1 o'clock matchup of the day for me, is Dallas versus the Washington football team in D.C. You got an 8-4, the Cowboys going to get 6-6. Washington must win this game in order to be in a better position for the division.
And the wild card.
And the wild card. So if I win, I'm going in for that one.
If Washington wins, they only a game back.
They
haven't played the Cowboys.
Let's put this in perspective, y'all. Ezekiel Elliott is coming off injury.
He's playing hurt.
I believe it's not his foot. I think that's Pollard. Yeah, I think Ezekiel has the knee, and then Tony Pollard.
Oh, I didn't know he was hurt. They both playing hurt?
Yeah, what's that, plantar?
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah. But he said he's game time decision. So he's probably going to try to play through. He's probably going to
shoot that up, though. That's going to hurt. It's going to be cold out there.
They're in possession.
They outside.
They in D.C. with it. FedEx Field.
That's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to take a stab at it.
I'm going
to watch it.
I know how we feel about it.
Because what can go wrong will go wrong.
And everybody's still riding the Cowboys.
And the fact that they're 8-4, the Cowboy fans are being delusional as usual.
It was crazy because they lost 2-3.
I mean, they're due for a win, but
Cowboys were 7-1 at that point. So you're telling me in their last 5 games,
they lost the majority.
They won half the games. And they won 2 games. They 2-3.
That's not good.
That's terrible.
That's not good at all. Someone's going
Washington. 1-4. Sorry.
1-4. No disrespect to Dak. Great quarterback. Behind the key has.
I feel bad for
Dak. I do.
Yeah, I feel bad for Dak.
As talented as he is, he's a Cowboy. Cowboys just have bad luck.
And Jerry Jones will not help the situation.
Nope.
Mike McCarthy definitely don't help the situation.
At all.
It's zero.
Even though he's talking real confident in those press conferences.
I guarantee we're going to win. That's what he said.
So I think for 2 seconds he thought he was still in Green Bay.
Exactly.
You don't get to guarantee no wins in Dallas.
You never do that in Green Bay. Only Aaron Rodgers could do that.
Right.
Only Dak could do that with the Cowboys. Keep it up.
Now these next two are definitely not games that I wouldn't bother watching. Falcons, Panthers, both 5-7, 5-7.
Turn. I'm sorry, because.
I hate to say it. This is the part where I piss off a lot of people and say that.
Piss me off because
that Matt Ryan is a better quarterback than Cam.
He a better quarterback, but
Cam can run the ball.
But Cam is used to lighting up the Falcons, though.
But can he win the game?
He used to light them up and win it.
Can he win the game?
Yes.
Against the Falcons.
Because Matt Ryan is not going to be the quarterback of the Falcons much longer.
True, but for this Sunday, he is the quarterback. So
the rest of the year.
Therefore,
next year.
Therefore, not going to be the Falcons. I think based on what I know, what I've seen, the eye test tells me It'll be a dogfight. Falcons gonna win.
Falcons ain't got no defense.
Panthers don't either.
They got better defense than the Falcons.
Not by much.
The secondary is nice. Jeremy Chin, Indiana native.
Once the Falcons got my kicker, Young Ho Koo.
Well, so you want to talk about Young Ho Koo?
Oh, yeah,
he had a couple rough games.
He did.
I think he cost you a game, too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. It wasn't last week. I won both more games. We good. We good.
Oh, okay.
We good.
Yeah,
we good.
Yeah,
we good.
Okay.
Seahawks and Texans, 4-8.
Definitely not watching that.
Nobody cares. Sorry, Russ. Nobody cares.
Hey, Russ going to make it a 500 team. He's going to make it a 500.
That's cute.
And he's probably going to be gone.
But they're going to have to break down. They're going to break down the team and rebuild and move his contract.
If I'm Russ, I want to go to Miami.
I like the idea. Send two of the Seattle.
If I'm Russ.
We can talk about it. I don't know if Flores do it. But we can talk about it.
He'll be a whole fool for not to do it. Okay. He's a smart man. He probably a Belichick tree. He's a smart man. Russell Wilson for two. I'll do that today, tomorrow, and twice on Sunday.
So, those are the 1 o'clock games. One more time before we get into the 4 o'clock, we're going to go down. Ravens and Browns. We go with Ravens. Jaguars, Titans. I don't know. Titans, Chiefs, and Raiders. Kansas City, they're hot right now. Saints and Jets. It's a pick 'em, but we can say Jets off the spread. Cowboys, Washington. Cowboys, Washington. I say Washington. Cowboys could upset it. We're going to go Washington. Don't sleep on Washington. Falcons, Panthers, it's a pick 'em. That spread is Carolina negative 2.5. So we'll say three. And they got an even. They got an even record too. So I say Falcons. Just for the hell of it. Who is?
Maybe say division. Falcons and Panthers.
Sure. Panthers. Then you got Seahawks, Texans, and Seahawks negative 8.5.
That's it.
Now, 4 o'clock games. We have the one win Lions, which are 1-10-1, going up against the Broncos.
Kind of 6-6. They need to look at my head. I'm not going to say it. The one title is still.
Yeah.
So that helps a little bit. Lions play who?
Broncos. Teddy B.
I'll take Broncos. Sure.
I hope so.
Lions got that one win. They might get another one. They're gonna
be Broncos. So they're going to be basically the Jaguars. They get one more in?
They may.
Against who?
That tie didn't help.
No, it does not.
I don't know who the Lions. I don't know. It's guessing.
Okay.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't. Giants and Chargers.
You're going to respect Justin Herbert. You got
to
put some respect.
Justin Herbert has to win these games.
What do you do against your Bengals? What you say? I know what you said last week.
I know what I said too.
You said,
yeah,
that JoJo
lucky
was wasn't lucky. Skill. That was talent. Because they went to Cincinnati and did that too.
Yeah. But Danny Dimes was just Herbert. That's not even fair.
I don't think Danny Dimes was playing.
That's you're doing a great disservice.
I don't think Danny Dimes was playing.
He hurt?
Yeah.
What's the injury?
I don't remember. He's been out a couple. This will be his second week out. Second straight out. And he missed some games earlier in the year, too. Giants, I think he got bad bum shoulder right now.
Giants been going through it.
Yeah, Saquon barely playing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to play Saquon, but Saquon might be traded or something.
What you doing?
Nothing. His numbers decreased by half.
You got the 49ers and Bengals playing Cincinnati. Talked about this earlier now. I will mention on the two teams I just mentioned, Lions and Broncos, the spread is negative 10 for Denver.
That's a high spread.
And the Chargers is negative 10 as well.
That's a high spread, too.
But one that's more of a pick 'em is the Niners and Bengals. They got it at San Fran, 1.5.
I would pick the Bengals based off of that. Based off the spread, 1.5, I'll pick the Bengals. They had one bad week. I mean, it was terrible. It's not bad. That was bad. That was terrible.
Oh, when they lost to the Chargers.
No way, they lost to the Chargers.
That's fair. It was.
They came back, but then they still got blew out again.
I feel you. Herbert aired it out.
Yeah, and when they slowed it down in the second half, and then Bengals came back, he's like, oh, give me the ball back, man. Two more touchdowns, so we're going to win by at least 14.
That's fair. We also have the Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's the game of the week.
Tampa Bay, 3.5.
Where's the game at Tampa Bay? Is it in Tampa Bay?
I say Brady. Never bet against the GOAT. You know how I roll.
I know.
And if it's a team that I think like he on the TV right now. Lead NFL in completions, pass yards, and pass touchdowns. You want the Bills?
I have to.
What? Based on what?
Because I've been riding with him all year. I can't jump off the ship.
Never bet against the GOAT.
I can't jump off the
if you're smart, just don't touch that team.
I didn't say I was going to bet.
Okay. See,
I was just saying if I got two winners, I'm going to bust my Bills.
Never bet against the GOAT. You'll lose your money every time.
I'm not going to put no money on it. I'm just going to watch it like a normal citizen.
It's probably money on it. I'm betting with the GOAT.
I know you are. You're going to become like,
I'm rolling with the GOAT.
I know exactly what you're going to do.
The primetime game of the night, Sunday evening, 8:20 Eastern time. We got the Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears. I'm going with my man, the Bad Man. AR-12.
Hey, Jermaine, I'm sorry. I know we saw you today. I cannot.
With the Green Bay spread.
I definitely came in on the Bears.
Check it out. Green Bay spread is 12.5.
You know why?
It's in Green Bay.
You know why?
Why?
Because Aaron Rodgers owned you.
He said that.
He said, I have no complaints about saying it. I'll say it again. I still own you.
He did say it.
He said it today. He said, why would I take that back? I do.
Bears are 4-8, Packers are 9-3. It don't even matter. Even the Bears
are winning. The Bears are being nice right now because they don't want to pay McNabb.
They don't want to pay McNabb, what?
They don't want to fire him. They still got paid.
True.
When his contract's up at the end of the season, just play. Hey, you're going to play. You're going to coach. If I'm going to pay, you stand on the team. You're going through this with everybody. And I really don't want Justin Fields playing, keeping the honey.
Go ahead and benefit for the season.
If I'm the owner, he's my future. I'm not going to keep putting my quarterback through this nonsense. Right. It's cold in Green Bay. What do you need to be out there for?
Right.
It's still cold in Chicago. I don't need none of that. What's Monday night?
Monday night football. You already know. Divisional. L.A. Rams. Arizona Cardinals. Oh, yeah. The return of D-Hop. Kyler Murray.
No, they returned last
week.
And they showed up. They did what they posted.
So, I mean, you got Matthew Stafford versus Kyler Murray. It's not even
for sure. I mean, I know what happened in L.A.
You know? And now they're going to Arizona. Spread being 2.5 Arizona. You already know what type of issue.
It's Arizona Cardinals.
10-2 versus 8-4. Matthew Stafford is exactly what we thought it was. So.
Yeah, it's not about right, too. I've been trying to tell you. Don't nobody want to listen to me.
I actually agree.
I know. I said. Outside of, like, being you.
I'm the one that said Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford trade was a lateral move. It didn't make any sense. It didn't make no team better.
He's this much better.
The Rams mortgaged their future for an average quarterback.
Yep. He's not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
So, for those just tuning in, quick review. We're going to go over the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games. For those of y'all just got tuning in, we got the Rams, Ravens and Browns, Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns. Pick the Ravens for that one. We got the Jaguars, Titans, pick the Titans in Tennessee. Chiefs over Raiders in Kansas City. Saints and Jets is a pick 'em. But if you want to go ahead and win some money, go with the Jets. Go with
at least the spread.
Old Joe Flacco.
I don't know if I'm picking the money on, but at least the spread.
At very least, it's 5.5. Can't really do that. Cowboys, Washington divisional matchup for the NFC East. I'm sorry, NFC East.
Oh, right.
You know, same thing. But the spread for that is Dallas 4.5. Washington should take the win on that. I'm sorry, Cowboys.
We have a lot of stuff. No, we have a lot of it. I know a lot of people.
Sorry, my uncle Andy is a Cowboys fan. He lives in Dallas, so I can't even, you know.
I know too many Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I know. That's the reason why we got to choose
Washington. Yeah, exactly.
They are the reason. So, Falcons, Panthers, it's a pick 'em.
I won't put no money.
Killer Cam. Or Matty Ice.
If I'm putting money on it, I'll just pick a touchdown off the
camera. I don't trust either one of them.
I'll pick HMCB for 10.
I'll make a 7-game parlay, but I ain't making money like that.
No, absolutely.
Too close to call. Seahawks. I say Seahawks over Texans, unless Tyrod Taylor does something unbelievable.
He do it every other game. So.
It's possible, but I'm not putting money on it. I don't feel safe.
Oh, well, they got Chance Jamal out for the year. I forgot
about
that.
That's right.
I saw that today.
So they lost safe.
They the safety, linebacker, he play everything.
True. He does a little bit of everything. That's the end for the 1 o'clock games. And 4 o'clock, we got Detroit Lions and Broncos. Broncos should win that. Denver is 10 on the spread. Giants and Chargers. No Danny Dimes. I forget who their quarterback is. I think it's New Dimes. New York Giants. The Danny Dimes back
home. Oh, I have no idea.
All I know is just Herbert going to take the dirt. So, spread on that 10 as well for the Chargers. And you got the Niners going to be against the Bengals with San Fran with 1.5. Niners should win it, but then again, it's in Cincinnati, so Bengals should go ahead and knock it out the park. I'm going to Bengals. It can go either way.
I mean, it's different.
Yeah. It's kind of – it can be
high score. If I get Debo back, that's a little tough. True. I need you back, though. It's almost playoff time in fence.
Right. We got the bag. Buffalo Bills taking on the Buccaneers. I say Buccaneers. Never bet against the GOAT.
I got to go to the ship and fall down.
You got to quit. Then primetime, the 8:20 game is the Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers. Green Packers 12.5. Green Bay's taking it because they own the Chicago Bears. With the Monday night matchup, Monday night football, LA Rams, Arizona Cardinals. We go with the Cardinals with 2.5 on the spread, 10-2 versus 8-4. Kyler Murray versus Matthew Stafford. You know where I'm rocking.
Yep, so.
Fully loaded. Everybody's back healthy. And that is week 14 of the NFL. Tom, let me find you so we can go ahead and wrap this thing up, man.
Instagram, Tom_Fresh08.
You can follow me at Todd Slatter on Facebook, Instagram, Scott YouTube Channel, GTA Sports, GTA Sports Network, GTA Heat Check, GTAsportsnet.com. Until next time, this is Todd Slatter, Tony Turner. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Todd Slatter and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.